The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest in the studio today is Julie Craig. She was the Caseville Chamber of Commerce for their Shanty Days co-chair of the event, and she's going to tell us all about what's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend at Shanty Days in Caseville. And we're crossing our fingers that it's going to be cold, because that's the way Shanty Days should be. You've got a whole list schedule of events coming up. This is, how many years have you been doing this?
We've been doing this 21 years. This is our 21st year. We have a whole list of scheduled events. The events start on Friday, February 15th.
So it's basically over 3 days, really,
yes.
If you count Friday, because people are coming up usually that day, but you got to give them something when they come into town.
That's right. We like to kind of cater to the people that come from the city and like to open their cabin up for the weekend, and also to the people in the thumb that like to come over. It's a great weekend, and we offer a lot of free things for the kids on Friday. And the nice thing about that is most schools don't have school on Monday because it's President's Day, so that way the kids can enjoy all day Sunday, the free entertainment going on.
But starting on Friday, you're kicking it off at, I believe, about 11 o'clock?
Yes. Caseville's Eagle Club puts on fish sandwiches, and in the evening time they do karaoke. We have karaoke at a lot of the different area bars. Monet's Riverside has karaoke. There's a hypnotist out at the Bella Vista. The Blue Water Inn has a DJ, music and dancing, and the Bella Vista also has the Jaeger Girls and DJ and dancing.
So there's plenty of entertainment in the evening as you come into town. You find your place to sleep, and then you head into town and enjoy all the activities that are kicking it off.
Right, right.
And the Eagles Club, the fish sandwiches, is that support the Shanty Days, or is that a fundraiser for the Eagles Club themselves?
It's actually a fundraiser for the Eagles Club themselves.
For all the work they do and the
right.
things they do for town. And, that.
And then some of that money that they make off of that, they use to help put on entertainment for the kids on Sunday.
Oh. So.
They sponsor some of the entertainment on Sunday for the children. They sponsor a free lunch, face painting. The snowflake art and some entertainment. Some years it's a clown or a comedian or something like that for the children. So the money that's raised from the fish sandwiches help offset that cost.
You donate on Friday and get yourself a fish dinner, and then the kids eat on Sunday.
Exactly, exactly.
Seems like it works out perfect that way.
Right.
Now, Saturday, I guess, is really your big day of the weekend. I mean, this is probably when you have the most events. This is when the town is packed, second only probably to Cheeseburger.
Correct. Correct. On Saturday, we do an ice fishing contest that starts in the morning, and it runs all the way through the evening time.
You have to register for that, because I would imagine, you know, if it's a contest of some kind, they got to know who's participating in that.
There's no pre-registration for that. It is a two-day contest, and we're looking for the biggest walleye, lake trout, perch, and pike.
So basically you do your fishing, and then you come back and show them what you caught, and maybe you're a big winner?
Correct. Correct.
But that's over the 2 days.
That's on Saturday and Sunday.
So you may not find out if you won until Sunday, because it's
That's
a two-day
right.
contest.
Right.
That really gives you another day to go out and catch a bigger one.
That's right. Or if your competition caught a big one on Saturday, bigger than yours, you have to go back on Sunday to get the biggest fish.
And there's a check-in place for this, I assume, somewhere.
Yes, at Welsh's Gun and Tackle Club. You can take your fish there, they'll weigh it, they'll register it and get all your information, and they'll be the contact person to let you know if you won.
And obviously you want to take it there, you don't want to clean it or anything, it'll weigh less.
Exactly, exactly.
So bring it in as it came out of the lake.
That's right.
Just probably frozen and cold by the time you get there.
Right.
We're crossing our fingers on the cold weather for you, because most of the events usually require a little bit of snow.
That's right. We don't have a snow machine, unfortunately.
Oh, that's where you're missing out here. You could just be cranking it out, and then you sell it to other communities.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after that, then The regular activities give people a little break, sleep in a little bit, and then about 11, if you're not the hardy fishermen that are going out there, that's when the other events really start to kick in.
Right. The Methodist Church always offers an official warming site. They offer free hot chocolate and coffee if you're cold while you're out in town walking around. We have Broom Ball, which is always a big event, and that is at the Wooded Island Banquet and Event Center.
And for people who may not know what Broom Ball is, just came to the area from overseas probably, but what is Broom Ball?
Broom Ball is similar to hockey, except instead of a puck, you've got a ball, and instead of a stick, you've got a broom. And you put your boots on and you run.
And that's a contest that, even if the snow's iffy, it's sometimes a little fun in the mud, too.
That's right. That's right. We usually get about 6 to 8 teams that play. You do need to pre-register for that, and you can do that at the chamber office.
And how many do you need in a team? Is all that info at the chamber office if you go there?
Yes. They have the rules and also all the information, and it's also on our website.
So you figure out if you've got enough people to actually constitute a team. And what it takes to participate and when you have to be there. Because you have to know who's challenging who, and then you got semifinals and all that other stuff to get
right.
you to the
they
end.
They set it up just like a tournament style.
But it helps to know if you've got 8 teams or 16, how long this is going to go.
That's right. Yes.
And what happens at the end? Is it bragging rights? Is there a little bit of a trophy or a certificate or something? Or?
I believe they give plaques out for plaques. It. Plaques or a trophy, yes. So bragging rights always, but...
That's always the best part in town later in the day.
That's
the bragging
right.
rights. But,
yep.
But after the Broom Ball, then there's other things going on in other parts of Caseville. So you kind of pick what activities you'd really like to see first off.
Right. The Caseville Eagles will again be doing the fish sandwiches on Saturday. And then Saturday morning, if you go down to the ice in the marina.
We're crossing our fingers for the ice.
Right. At Hoy's Marina, we do mini games on the ice. And those games are family orientated. We do human bowling, which that's for the kids or the adults.
And basically, people just take a run and hit these, like, barrels or something that are lightweight and not going to smash you too much.
You're pretty close. You have a sled, and you have one person on the sled, and you have one person who pushes you, and the object is to knock over the empty trash cans, and the person who knocks over the most is the winner. Sometimes we will have almost 100 entrants do that. It's pretty competitive.
Now, do you need your own sled? Do you need all of this? Because I would imagine different sleds might give you a little more advantage than another.
You don't need your own sled. You can bring your own if you'd like to, but we provide sleds, and so basically you can just show up with your kids, and mom and dad can play, and the kids can play, and the winners get plaques, and there's a children's category, and there's an adult category, so the kids have their own category to try and compete in, and the adults have their own category to compete in.
Terrific. And you just give them a push, and hopefully you've got the correct curve on the ball, so to speak, to get a strike?
That's right, because sometimes they'll miss completely.
Yeah, and I imagine sometimes you have a split and it has nothing to do with how many pins are left.
That's right. That's right. And following the human bowling, we do what is called a potty trotty, and this is our 12th year for the potty trotty. And the object of this is to build an outhouse. Build yourself a portable toilet, an outhouse, a privy, whatever you want to call it. Put it on a set of skis. The requirements are it has to have a toilet seat. It has to have a roll of toilet paper in it. And for this particular event, we give out a couple of different prizes. One is for the best looking potty trotty. We've had some pretty cool themed potties. And then the second prize goes to the winner of a race. They run a distance, and whoever can run the farthest, the fastest, wins.
Are there regulations on what they're made of, things like this? Because, you know, some things are going to be much heavier in a race, and some things are going to be lighter to push around.
You can make these out of anything you'd like, but I'm with you, Craig. It's got to be lightweight. We've had some
non-functional?
It's non-functional.
I think we need to let people know.
We've had some that look like a box of popcorn with popcorn falling off of them. We've had some that look like a Paradise Tiki theme. We've had some that come and look like a robot. They're pretty creative sometimes.
And you look for the creativity in the judging and
everything. Absolutely, else. Absolutely. So it's pretty fun. The last couple of years, we've had 4 to 8 of these, and we hope to have a numerous amount of them. It's kind of neat. Your buddies can get together in the shed and throw something together and bring it out and compete.
Do you need to pre-register this or just show up
that day? You can just show up that day.
Because I think some people might want to keep their plans a secret so
that's
nobody
right.
steals it.
That's
and
right.
You got a good idea. You want to make sure that you're the only one with it.
That's right. Yeah. Following the potty trotty, we do what's called chick on a stick. And chick on a stick is, again, you don't need to pre-register. You don't need to bring anything with you.
You provide the sticks.
We provide the sticks. We have some landscaping timbers, and this takes 2 guys and a gal. The gal puts a helmet on her head for safety reasons. The 2 guys pick the stick up. The gal clings to the stick, and it's a running race. And the team that can run the fastest to the end is, of course, the winner. And for that, we also have plaques. And all the participants get a little chicken necklace because they were a chick on a stick participant.
And I would imagine that they all have to stay on the stick the whole time.
They do.
That's part of the whole
they do.
Thing there, right?
And it's pretty interesting because the race is on the ice. So we've seen people come with little shoe picks on their shoes. We've seen others come with their work shoes or their boots. And sometimes they can run really well, and the next time the ice is pretty slippery and it's not quite so good.
Golf shoes.
Oh, good idea. Good idea, but if it's really cold, your feet might freeze.
Well, you just put them on just before you do it.
There you go.
And you dig in, and hopefully you don't fall on each other and poke yourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Now, are there... Do the people find that, you know, the chick on the stick, no gloves? Because I think that might be the first thing that's going to make you slip off.
You know, I guess I've never really seen whether anybody wears gloves or not. That's a good point. I don't know.
I would just think, you know, you'd want to make sure you have the best grip possible for that short period of time.
We did have one group brought their own stick. They kind of custom grooved it to fit over their shoulder, and they had a really lightweight chick that they put on that stick. So it was pretty interesting.
And all of this stuff kind of goes sequential.
They do.
That way you're not, you know, standing around waiting for the next event to come. As soon as one is done, they give the winners their prizes and their kudos and their awards, and then it's off to the next event.
That's right. That's right. And as soon as the chick on a stick is done, we move to the polar bear dip. And, of course, WLAW helps sponsor this.
We've been a sponsor pretty much through the whole thing.
I think so. We have a big hole cut in the ice, and all those that are brave can jump in the ice and jump through the hole of the ice and into the water. And
while we say we sponsor it, there are a number of other businesses that do help us out there.
There are.
I don't want to, you know, diminish their efforts because they do help us a lot. Blue Water Spas, they're usually out there. They provide a hot tub for people to warm up after the big plunge.
Yep.
And, you know, there's other things that, sure, Hospital EMS is out there in case people have a problem. DJ's Portable Toilets, that's so people don't run over and find the potty trotty things and think it worked.
That's right.
And you know, Caseville Fire Department, their cold water rescue divers, they're out there making sure everybody's safe. We want to thank them all because, you know, we kind of, you know, sound like we're sponsoring it, but we couldn't do it without their help either.
Exactly, exactly. And when the participants complete their jump, they're able to crawl into a hot tub with warm water in it. It starts out hot, but of course, as more people get in it, it's warm.
And their teeth stop chattering.
Yeah. And they're given a certificate and a t-shirt for participating, saying that they jumped into the polar bear dip. We've had some pretty good numbers over the years, anywhere from 50 to 100 and some jumpers. Usually we average about 80, 90 jumpers. So it's a pretty interesting event to watch all these guys and gals come out in their bikinis or funky outfits and jump into the water.
Yeah, there's hardy souls out there, and I ain't among them.
Nope. We've had some quite aged people, and we've had some young people jump in. So it's pretty much anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's a shock, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to imagine.
Following the Polar Bear Dip this year is a brand new event. It's called our Winter Cardboard Sled Race. And to do this, you do not need to pre-register, but there are directions on our website as to how to build your sled. But the idea is to build a sled out of cardboard and duct tape.
So it's similar to like the little yacht races they have in the harbors in the summer with the cardboard and duct tape little boats they make, but you're doing it as a sled.
Right. And this event takes two people to do it, and the race is going to be a two-stage race. One person's going to get on the sled, and the other person's going to push you to a finish line. And when you reach that finish line, you're going to trade places, and the pushing person is now going to be on the sled, and the sled rider is now going to pull the person to the other end of the line. And the first team that can do that wins, and hopefully your sled won't fall apart.
So that gives you a little idea of how you might have to construct your sled, because pushing something, you know, you can push it on the person's back and they just drag the sled along, but pulling it, that's going to take a little more structure, a little more finesse maybe.
That's right. So they're going to have to be creative with their duct tape and their cardboard to make it work.
And there's multicolored duct tape out there. They can make these things really fancy and special and stuff. I mean, it isn't just going to be gray and brown.
Absolutely. And if it turns out really well and we get good participation, I can foresee in the future that maybe we'll even judge on the most creative sled that there is.
That's probably how a lot of your events start. You try something like this, see how it goes, and then it all of a sudden becomes a fixture of
That's
of
right.
Fanny days.
That's right.
And all of these activities, the bowling, the potty try, all start at 11. Are you going to miss lunch?
No.
Does it take a long time to go through this?
Usually we're done about 1:30 down in the ice. And then, of course, you can go to the entertainment tent, or there is a food stand that's by the entertainment tent for food, and that's down at the Wooded Island.
Because, you know, a lot of people... You know, they eat.
That's right. There is a chili cook-off that goes on down at the Wooded Island, and that starts at 1 o'clock. So right about the time you're getting done on the ice, you could go to the Wooded Island and participate in the chili cook-off and sample some chilies.
Now, can you become a participant in that? Is that just businesses in town, or is this something that a resident or somebody who has a fine recipe might be able to blow them away, or at least light up their eyes?
Anybody can participate in it. If you'd like to bring your chili, you need to contact the chamber office, and they can set you up to bring your chili down to the contest.
And they'll let you know how much you're going to need to bring, because there's got to be samples, and then the public gets a little bit too. And I mean,
right.
You don't want to come with a little bowl. You
need most participants
need
bring, bowl. Yeah, most participants bring either a large crock pot or even a electric roaster type portion. And it seems to go over pretty good. We had quite a few participants in that last year.
Do you judge it by its heat, by its taste, by its aroma, by its texture? Or do you have judges that just basically know their chili?
Well, we have judges that know their chili, and there's two different categories. One is for the judge's choice, and then there's also a people's choice. So as people sample, they can vote on their favorite chili. So you have two opportunities to win.
Oh, and bring on the chili, and hopefully you're not going to burn somebody's tongue.
That's right.
Because some people like their chili almost nuclear.
Yeah. I'm not one of them, but yeah, you're right. Some people do.
I like to taste it. I just don't like to feel it.
I'm
just
with you.
That's my personal preference.
That's my personal preference also.
So you're going to have the chili cook-off, and this is something that has worked well in the past. And are people able to try again the recipe last year? Maybe they tweaked it and got it
yep,
better
you sure
this
can.
Year?
You sure can.
It isn't like, you know, you got to come up with something totally new.
Nope, you don't have to come up with anything new.
Do you get weird ones? I mean, I've heard people put weird stuff into chili.
Yeah, we've seen some strange things.
I mean, things that, you know, you say chili, and you just don't think that's... going to be in it.
That's right. Yep. There are some strange chilies. Yeah. By the time I got down there last year, unfortunately, most of the chilies were gone. I didn't get to sample many, but they said there were a lot of really good chilies that participated.
I even heard there's people that made white chilies.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It's like, wow. I mean, who'd have thunk?
That's right.
So that's another fine way to eat, and not only eat, but to warm yourself up at the same time during Chanty Days.
Right, right. Saturday afternoon, there's a snowmobile fun run, again, snowmobile weather permitting.
And is this on land or on the ice?
Because, it's on land.
Because a lot of times, you know, you may even have snow, but you got to go for the safety.
Exactly. Last year, we didn't have any participants in it. It was something new. We really didn't have the weather for it. We're hoping that we do this year. And weather permitting, there will be a snowmobile fun run. Similar to what you see people call poker runs, but it's a fun run. You go to different stops and get your card marked.
I've been here long enough that I remember us putting our trailer on the ice. And, you know, we haven't had ice like that in years.
No, I can remember when we were on the ice,
yeah,
and
I
you could
right
feel
there.
The ice moving up and down as vehicles drove across it.
It was a whole different way of doing it. But now you had a few years there where you'd schedule it and you couldn't do it, and now you learned that land is probably
yep
a better way to go. You have snow, that's what they're for.
We've had to reinvent the wheel, I guess you'd say, and make our fun so that we can do it with or without the snow or with or without the ice. It's still a winter weekend.
Ooh, that global warming.
There's a free family matinee at the Bay Theater in the afternoon on Saturday. And so if you're not sure what to do with the kids, you can take them over to the Bay Theater and let them watch a movie. I'm not sure what movie they're playing this year, but usually it's a pretty good family movie.
And is that, when you say a family movie, the family goes in together? This isn't like a babysitting service?
Correct. It's not a babysitting service.
You're not dropping the kids off who are 6 and 7 and then going doing other events at Chanty Days. This is
a mom or dad or an adult come with the children and go into the matinee and sit with the children and watch the movie.
Because people will think, and you don't want to have any problems.
That's right. That's right. Last year we did a crazy cap contest, and that went over really well.
And is that just as it sounds?
It's as it sounds. Come to the entertainment tent, wear your wildest and craziest hat or cap. It can be something you've bought or something you've made.
But usually the things you make end up being more elaborate and bizarre.
That's right. We had Elmer Fudd hats. We had wild and crazy colored hats. You name it, we've seen it last year. So it'll be interesting to see if there's something new out there or some new idea. We had somebody who had a critter hat. It was a critter that he had shot and made a hat, and it was pretty amazing.
Wow. And is this a relatively new contest?
It is. Last year was our first year for doing it, and we're bringing it back by popular demand, so it'll be interesting to see what everybody wears on their head.
And it's overall cap, male and female?
Male and female, yes.
Sometimes the ladies have a little more decorative, and the men have the dead animals on their head.
That's right. And they'll have several winners, and plaques will be awarded to the winners of the Crazy Cap Contest.
And do you give them a cap?
That's a good idea.
And I won the Crazy Cap Contest. And then you get more into the evening, and then it's more of adult-themed things as far as, you know, nightlife in town.
Right. There's a pool contest at the Bella Vista. There's a murder mystery at the Bella Vista. There's DJ and dancing.
There's not really going to be a murder.
No, that's just a program.
Some people will do just about anything for Chanty Days.
There's DJ and dancing at the Bella Vista and at the Blue Water. And karaoke and DJ at the Riverside. And then at 9:30, we have the most spectacular fireworks you've ever seen.
Now, people might be thinking, oh, it's cold in the wintertime, you're going to stand out there for fireworks. But with the reflection off snow and ice and the crisp air that doesn't have a lot of humidity and stuff in it, you see a lot more, and it's a vibrant show that way.
It is. It's the colors are more vivid than anything you've ever seen. I thought last year kind of the same thing. Boy, it's kind of cold. Who's going to stand and watch it? But as we stood and watched the fireworks, it was the most amazing show I'd ever seen, and not because it was just in Caseville and not because it was anything super spectacular with the fireworks. It was just all the vivid colors and the reflections and everything. It was gorgeous. So if you've never seen winter fireworks, it's definitely something to come out for.
And where do you go for that? Where do they shoot them off? I know in the summertime they try and do it over the harbor or something, but you know, you're not going to necessarily be around the harbor. Do you do it at a different locale?
They did it over the harbor, and you were able to see them from the wooded island. You were able to see them from downtown Caseville. They weren't that far out where they were shooting them off. It was down in the harbor area.
It was. Oh,
yeah. Cool. So you could park right on Main Street and see them right from Main Street. It was pretty good.
Excellent. And again, that's something we don't see a lot in the wintertime is fireworks.
That's right. And the fireworks are brought to us this year and last year by the Caseville Resort and the Marina and Cap and Tree Service. They're great sponsors of the fireworks and work wonderful with the Caseville Chamber. And we appreciate them doing that for us.
And as anybody who's ever dealt with fireworks knows, they don't come cheap.
No, they don't.
To get a nice display. These sponsors are really doing their part to help out.
Absolutely. We're really thankful that they stepped up to the plate and offered to do that last year and this year.
Okay, and that kind of wraps up Saturday. You go home, or to your place where you're staying anyway, be it a motel or cabin you might have that you finally warmed up a little bit after the winter time, and then comes Sunday and you have more ice fishing.
That's right. The last day of the ice fishing contest is Sunday, and you have until 5 o'clock to catch the biggest fish. And prizes will be given out for each category. And on Sunday, there's also family bingo at Lefty's Diner this year. That's something new. And that's going to be Sunday evening from 4 to 6. So that's something different.
And that's not the cutthroat bingo that's out there. This is family fun.
That's right. It's family fun. So you could go there, enjoy a meal and play bingo and take the kids with you, and it'll be family fun.
Now, there's a big gap between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and you do have some stuff to fill in there for the kids and the family as well, right?
That's right. Sunday is our free family afternoon. There's all kinds of free things going on for your kids or grandkids. The Caseville Eagles sponsors several things starting at 11. They have a free lunch, which includes hot dogs, chips, and pop. And they'll do free face painting, snowflake art, and they'll have some children's entertainment. So that's at the Eagles Club. And then for the children who want to brave it a little more out in the weather,
which is what the weekend's about.
That's right. At 1 o'clock, we start kids' snow soccer at the Wooded Island Banquet and Event Center. And this is for children that are 14 and under. And we do ask that the parents attend.
Yeah. Kid gets a scraped knee or something, they're going to want somebody other than a stranger.
That's right.
Them. I assume these are done, you know, in different age brackets, because you don't want a 6-year-old
right.
playing with a 14-year-old soccer. It's A, not fair, and B, it's just ripe for an injury.
That's right. And following the snow soccer, we do snowman making contest, and again, that's provided we have snow.
Or you can just get one of those snow cone machines and,
really and make your
hard,
own. And then there's also a treasure hunt, which usually we have goodies that are hidden in some straw that we scatter out, and more for the real little kids, but the kids all enjoy the treasure hunt. They go hunting in the straw for the goodies.
And are they the actual goodies there, or do they bring back like tokens and then you give them the goodies?
The actual goodies are there.
Oh.
So that's pretty interesting. And then late in the afternoon, we also have another free matinee at the Bay Theater. And this is for families, again, It's not a babysitting service, like you say. Don't drop the kids off, but come with the kids and stay with them and enjoy a movie at the theater.
But that's a lot of what you want Shanty Days to be, though, is a family-oriented event.
Absolutely. We try to keep everything family-orientated.
And, you know, wintertime, you know, you're going to have a good local turnout, but you still get quite a vast turnout for that people who come up to the area just for this.
Right, and that's one of the reasons we always try to do it President's Weekend is because it's the longer weekend. Most schools, like I said, don't have school on Monday, so you can bring the kids out, play with them all day Saturday and Sunday, and not have to worry about, oh, we got to head back to the city or be home early because the kids got to be up for school.
The old beat the traffic thing, like on the holiday weekends in the summer.
Yeah.
I remember that as a kid. You know, it's the last day of your holiday weekend, and it's like 8 o'clock, we're going. We don't want to get stuck in traffic on I-75.
That's right. That's
and it
right.
Was like, okay, why did we come up?
That's but, right.
You've got a whole slate of events here. All of this is available on your website. If people, you know, heard something and they didn't catch the time or didn't have a place to write it down while they were driving or whatever, all this is on www.casevillechamber.com.
That's right.
And they can go to that site. They can actually probably print a copy of this thing almost from the file you have on there. And it'll also give you all the details as to these events you have, the what you need to make for your sled and all the other...
Correct.
So that you're playing fair.
Right.
With the events. And had a good turnout last year, I hope.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good turnout. We're hoping for a really good turnout again this year, snow or no snow. Pretty much all the events will go on. If we have to modify something a little bit because of the weather, we will. And hopefully we don't have to cancel anything because of the weather.
We will cross our fingers for you that you get all the snow you need before that Friday. And then you can get everybody up here and have a good time. But it's not this weekend. It's the following weekend.
That's right.
15th, 16th, 17th, and then President's Day is the 18th for you to drive home.
That's right.
Caseville Shanty Days, again, we are part of it here at WLDW. We help sponsor the Polar Bear Dip, have so from the beginning, and we'll be there again. People want to make their plans, do so, and it's probably a good idea if you're planning on coming up to get your reservations early to where you're going to stay, because I imagine the closer it gets, the farther you're going to have to drive.
That's right.
Not like Cheeseburger, where you're in Bay City, but still, it may take you out of town, and everybody wants to be close to the action.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Hope you get a good turnout. Again, we'll cross our fingers for the weather, and again, I guarantee I will not be polar dipping.
Neither will I.
Thanks for being with us. Our guest today on the program has been Julie Cray. She's co-chair of Caseville Shanty Days, coming up February 15th. Through Sunday, February the 17th, in the town of Caseville, right on the shoreline. A lot of activities going on. You will want to be on hand and find the ones that are right for you and for your family. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.